Santiago meeting of the GTLD constituency to order. Let's try and go to it. And maybe a good thing to do to start with would be for us all to identify ourselves for the purposes of the recorder. I'm Don Talage. I'm the GTLD constituency member to the Names Council from Network Solutions.
I'm Olivia Rossi from ST, European Telecommunication Standards Institute, France, UK, and Italy.
I'm Jimmy Paul from Academia Seneca, Taiwan.
My name is Jimmy Paul. I'm from DGT, Region of Telecommunications.
Mark Foster here on behalf of Lockheed Martin.
Robert Fulham here on behalf of Lockheed Martin.
Okay, very good. Those are the total in attendance. We have six of us here today. Let me go through basically the format I'm going to use is to ask for any old business, any new business. I'll try and report out to you what's been going on in the DMSO constituency, okay, dialogue that I've been involved in, and see if we want to make any movement towards new activities going in the future. And at that point, I will adjourn the meeting if there's no new activity. Basically, the only item that is that is surviving from our last meeting is that the last meeting we had a proposal into the ICANN board for recognition of three members to the GTLD constituency. We've gotten our response back from them posted after their 12th of August meeting where that petition was denied. A change in the bylaws was made which allowed the constituency to be reduced to having one member. Okay, two other members have resigned from their position at our last get together, and I'm the residual member representing us to the Names Council. Okay, again, this is Don Talage speaking. There was only one observer at the last meeting in Berlin. Okay, no issues came up, and the meeting only lasted for a short time. That person left, and then I adjourned the meeting by myself and went away. Okay? Are there any other old business? Okay, then we go to new business. Any new business that we'd like to bring in front of the constituency? Is there anything we'd like to discuss? Any items we are interested in discussing? Is there anything you'd like to know? Any topics that we as a constituency might be interested in? Maybe you'd like to tell us what your interests are, why you're here. That would be of interest. Interested in being registries, opening new GTLDs, or just curious?
Well, for me, it's he invited me to join the meeting, so I think that it's also part of the other meeting.
The one thing of significance that is going on in the DMSO that's liable to come up before the board this meeting that is of interest to those people in the GTLD world is that Working Group A has developed a proposal which has been passed through the Names Council, though not by really obviously structured consensus process. It was really rushed through in a top-down fashion, and there's been a lot of concerns about it. But in general, it received sufficient support from the Names Council members, and it is the Uniform Dispute Resolution Policy. It's posted on the site. And so I recommend that those of you who are interested that you take a look at that. It applies only to GTLDs, doesn't apply to any of the CCTLDs, which is something maybe we want to have a voice in, whether that's the right answer or whether it should be uniformly applied across all top-level domains, these policies. Right now, there seem to be an interest in only applying them to three of the 250 top-level domains. The situation is further complicated by the fact that a working group of the GTLD registrars, okay, has been working on their on the site independently and met about 10 days ago in Georgetown, a suburb of Washington, D.C., okay, and after a lot of pre-work, basically developed a parallel alternative dispute resolution policy, which has a lot of the features of the one that came up through the DMSO, but has the benefit of having more pragmatic implementation thought in it. Okay, and since the registrars are experienced with actually dealing with the dispute resolution process, they had some changes they wanted to make. That, I believe that that alternative proposal will be, in fact, brought in front of the General Assembly today, and I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen between those two. But they don't agree, they're not the same, and one of them was developed in a sort of a bottoms-up fashion through registrars. The other one was really a process coming through the working group, pretty much top-down pushing. Neither one of them has universal consensus yet, but they're both coming in front of the DMSO. We'll sort of, the General Assembly will sort of see where that goes today. That's the only formal action that's come out of the DMSO in terms of results. There are a number of other working groups going on. There's a working group, for example, on new GTLDs, there are working groups on other facets of the WIPO report that are all working on that. There is one working group which is developing the formal procedures for proposals in the future, which is something that a lot of us believe is important. That is a really clearly documented, structured process to say when we have a consensus, these are the things you have to do. You know, this is the form of the report. This is the form of the minority report. These are the notations for dissension. A clear record that we're going through the whole process, because this is so much about process. Okay, it has to be developed. And we have people supporting that working group. One of our former members, okay, is the key on that working group, trying to help structure the process. I think it's really important that that be done. And that's the only other issue that came up from the DMSO. So that ends my report on the DMSO. Are any of you online? Do any of you listen in to the email traffic on the DMSO? Monitor it?
Some
of it? A lot of traffic.
Yeah,
in Japan, a lot of traffic, yeah. It's very difficult to keep up with it. So it was a full-time job, just reading the email.
Yeah.
Never mind doing any work. Well, are there any other issues to be brought in front of this constituency?
Don, I was wondering if there's anything you could tell us about the fundraising for the fund meeting that was supposed to be taking place yesterday?
Yes, I was in it.
Right.
I was one of the, there were five people in it, 10 invited, five actually made. It was a hastily, basically what the ICANN board asked us to do is to examine how to equitably and reasonably spread the cost of ICANN, okay, among the different elements that would be appropriate for funding. The proposal that came up before, which was that basically the to be a dollar per domain name tax on it, was very strongly criticized by many of the people in the room. It was also previously criticized at the TCTLD meeting, which was yesterday afternoon. I don't know if you were there. Yeah. And so that was a non-starter in the discussion. Basically, we talked about possibly figuring out how to allocate from 100% to the different elements that might fund, you know, how to do the breakout, and then allow them to decide how to spread the funding among their sub-elements. So, for example, the regional library registries would have an allocation of costs they would pay for. The registrars would have an allocation of costs they would pay for. The GTLD registry would have an allocation of costs paid for, perhaps. Okay? Although one might argue that GTLD, that the registrars in the registry paid double costs, so maybe it's just registrars. Okay. And that hasn't been worked out yet. And the meeting went on, we just talked about ideas. Mike Robinson for about a 7-week decision time to come to some kind of conclusion. I had to leave before the end of the meeting, so if they scheduled a new meeting, I haven't been aware of it. We didn't make any conclusions. One of the things we talked about in terms of funding was to talk about what we call bands of funding, that is, you know, small, medium, large players each pay a different amount, like, for example, Wright does, like Aaron does for the IP. That's the way that works, typically. You know, it's $1,000 up to maybe $25,000 is the band for those different organizations, and that's basically the discussion, the concept. Rather than tying it to either the number of IP addresses they give out or they use, or the number of domain names. Because one thing, we have difficulty deciding how you count domain names. In GTLDs, it's typically second level, but in some CCTLDs, it's third and fourth. In some countries, it's fifth level domain name. Really a lot of fine graduation. So it's not clear what it means to count domain names and how you even do that. It wasn't at all clear. So. And for example, does that mean AOL is one domain name? Is there 20 million users, or, you know, bigger than some countries? Okay, in terms of bigger than many CCTLDs. So, you know, I think the concept was, if you're a big entity, you pay sort of this amount. Not counting if you're a medium entity, you pay this amount of your small entity. Nothing was decided. That was just what was discussed. We just had our first preliminary meeting.
Is there to be any readout from this group to the ICANN, to the DNSO, or to the ICANN board?
Yes, there's supposed to be a readout this afternoon, and I will basically reiterate some of the topics that we discussed. Okay. Are there any other questions or issues you want to bring up or discuss?
Is there any graph on how much you're going to charge?
No, that's way, it's too early. Yeah, That's right. Well, that's what they asked us for.
Oh, I see.
That's what they asked us to do in 7 weeks. So,
how are you going to mailing
list? Probably mailing lists, probably telephone conferences, and probably some in person.
Yes.
Yeah. All of the above. It'd be very difficult to do this in a short time. Unless, you know, we take a very simple model. There's no way to do this in a way that is completely accountable. Okay, that's one of the things we discussed. You know, we just have to do this in a way that is common sense and people pay about what they should pay to make the operation.
Yeah, I heard yesterday that maybe each registry, they can claim their price, and then you charge according to their price.
That was discussed in the CCTLD meeting.
Yeah.
Yes. That was not discussed in the small meeting, the small financial meeting. We didn't get that far.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we didn't get into any mechanisms. That was not discussed. In. Do you people understand how the registrar arrangement is being set up with the GTLD registry? It's basically a split with separate divisions, separate walls. There's separation of information between the two entities. And, you know, and actually now we've physically separated the building. The whole organizational structure is undergoing complete cleavage. And so that's been going on for a long time. So the TTLD registry for .com.net org will treat all the registrars, including NSI, as a registrar, identically. That's going to be agreement that we put into place last October with the United States government. It's got all the terms and conditions are laid out. It really has nothing to do with ICANN. It has to do with our competitive agreement we made with the United States government last year. Just to make sure you understand that. So,
Sorry.
So people are basically being shifted to one entity or another.
How is the test bed going?
Good. The test bed is being extended only because there's discussions going on with the United States government, and they don't want to answer some of the hard questions until the negotiations are done, so it's easy just to continue to say the test bed. The truth of the matter is all the registrars who were in the test bed are up and running, all registering, and 11 new ones are in the process of conducting their finals testing, okay, and the rest of them, as soon as they become accredited, are being given software disks, okay, and engineering support to come on board. So I fully well expect that we'll see, as fast as they can and as fast as we can in terms of manpower, bring them up to speed. I expect to see a large number soon. The test bed to bring new registrars into the GTLD registration. And, although the test bed formally is continuing, the truth of the matter is we're in the process of bringing the next wave on.
So how long do you expect the test bed phase formally to last?
It's now scheduled to end on September 20th, I believe, is the date.
Is that on the target?
As far as I know.
And I think there was some discussion in Berlin about, at that time, once the test bed ended, that ICANN was asserting the requirement that all registrars have gone through accreditation that are participating in the system at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your understanding as well?
Yeah, I believe that is the case.
Would that also apply to MSI's internal registrar?
MSI, the registrar, I can speak, tell you what the MSI, the registrar, has refused to sign the agreement that has been laid in front of it. And they have their own reasons for that as the registrar. And they're in discussions with both ICANN and the Department of Commerce about that issue. Nothing to do with the registry. There's separate discussions ongoing with the registry, separate discussions ongoing with the registry.
Don, you're here representing the registry?
I'm here representing the registry. I'm the GTLD registry person. There's no real difference. It's just the first five that were identified are called test bed registrars. But frankly, we had about 11 more in the process who were not in the first five. They are. They're in the process of getting their systems ready and are in the test suite that we built for them. And once they pass the certification, that is, they demonstrate they can do all the commands, okay, without bringing the system down or crashing their own database. Once they've been shaken down, they'll be allowed to go into the system to certify their system. Because it's entry into the back office and a live capacity. Frankly, there's a security issue, stability issue there. We don't want people in there operating in their back office without being demonstrated they can do it without trashing everybody else. The protocol is not that complicated, but it does require some software development on the client side. Any other questions? Okay, if there are no questions, I declare the meeting adjourned, and I'll...